Robin Mannard! Come on!
Prolacto Bioscience, a company in Monrovia, California, an L.A. suburb, is going to sell breast milk. It will come from milk banks around the country. What?
That's wrong.
What's wrong with it? You ever heard of the La Leche League? Those gals are sitting in there pumping like a couple of old Holsteins.
Get it free, squirted right in your face at some parties around town.
Now, why do you say that's wrong, Nick? It's nature's gift.
Mother's sustenance. Yeah, but from another mommy. New breast milk latte?
I'm sorry, two people are talking at once. What did you say?
I said, welcome to Starbucks. Would you like to try our new breast milk latte?
Gee, if it's as good as the one that I got out of regular cow's milk, no thanks.
It's gross when it's from a bad mommy, a different mommy.
What do you mean a bad mommy? What do you mean a bad mommy?
He's saying there is a difference between providing sustenance to a newborn than when you're at some wild drunken party spraying it all over the crowd.
Kathy Bates latte. He wants the Lindsay Lohan latte.
Now, wait a minute right now. Have you fellas ever heard of wet nurses? Back in the South, Mammy would be in the kitchen. She'd be nursing all of the babies.
That's wrong.
What's wrong with that?
Because, you know what? If your wife's nursing a baby, you can gauge her diet. You can gauge what she puts in her body.
Trust me, these women that belong to the La Leche League are so into all of this. The kid's 6 years old and they're still...
So it's a surrogate feeder?
Yeah.
There's lawsuits all the time that, you know, that you'll show up to daycare to pick your kid up. And the little babysitter's breastfeeding your baby?
I wouldn't trust somebody else breastfeeding my kid.
That's what I'm saying. It's not right. It shouldn't happen.
Well, it happens in hospitals every day of the week, so I don't know what you're talking about. They've been buying this stuff forever.
So what are you saying? Yeah, but it's probably pasteurized, right?
No, well, breast milk is just inherently better for your baby than regular...
But I'm saying if you get it from somebody else, is it pasteurized?
I don't know if they pasteurize it. I doubt it.
It's homogenized.
What? It's breast milk. Get over it. You guys are crazy. So you think that it's a dirty mother that would sell her own breast milk?
Yes, I do. I think she's a whore.
Well, God. I don't know if that would have to be your profession.
Have you ever heard of women that when they have a baby, they cannot breastfeed? Have you heard that?
Yeah, it happens to a lot of women.
Okay, and you don't think that the baby has the right to have natural breast milk if it would be provided to you by a company?
I suppose if it came, if you knew the source, yeah, you don't want some crack addict breastfeeding your baby.
I doubt crack addicts are going to be breastfeeding.
Well, it happens.
Well, I don't think that you walk into the breastfeeding La Leche League and you're just hired in a kite. They're going to go, yeah, plug in.
What is this? When you say a league, all I can think of is they go bowling on Friday nights. What is a league?
Okay.
I keep picturing them in the dugout or something.
Okay.
Just breastfeeding.
It's like a milk bank, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in and you plug into a pump.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say, okay, what is a milk bank?
Okay, it's like a doctor's office, say, for example.
Right.
But it's got a big room.
Okay.
And then all these gals are plugged in
all
like you're a Dairy Gold.
All these lactating ladies?
Yeah.
All right, and you just toss your kid to whoever is free.
No, get rid of it.
You pump it out.
Yeah.
All right.
And then you go home.
Okay.
And then when you're getting...
And then you come back.
And then I'll see you
come
later.
Come back later.
And, you know, I mean, this is not anything new.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, a lot of women that can't provide that for their own kids, sustenance for their own tiny child.
Yeah.
They'll go to the league and pick up a jug.
Does it sound like this?
Precisely. All right, what do you have here, buddy?
Good morning, all.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw like a scientific study earlier this week on other women's breast milk is not as healthy as, you know, the original mom's breast milk. The equivalent to formula.
I would think.
Well,
yeah.
Talk to the company that's going to be selling it in the grocery store.
Well, I think they're going to fall right on their face.
And you're also going to have pervs that are buying it, right?
That's right.
You will. You know, you'll have slimy little pervs in pastel blue shirts and black socks with shorts and pasty legs that will be coming in buying it.
What, what am I missing?
Nope, he is exactly right on the money. That's hilarious.
Are you kidding?
No, you will.
We had one here at work.
You'll have guys with Gary Ridgway haircuts will be coming in buying mommy's milk.
Jesus, I don't understand you people.
I have some breast milk frozen that I could bring in to thaw out for you guys if you're interested.
Cool.
What?
No, I'm not interested.
Wait a minute.
No.
Seriously.
No, no.
From what I remember, it's really sweet.
Okay, goodbye. Wait a second. Well, are you telling me that perverts are going to go buy some...
Yes, listen, ma'am.
The starting date for mine
Robin, come on. Are you kidding? There was a guy that hung out in a Santa can in the bottom of the thing.
Over...
He went down through the hole in the top to
over
hang
out. Over breast milk, you're telling
me. Well, it wasn't over breast milk.
What is the turn on there? I don't get it. Never mind.
I can't explain that to you either.
And you're telling me that you saved a gallon of yours.
Not a gallon. No, well, like 4 ounces,
okay.
And it was
why?
Just left over because I stopped
lactating.
Lactating. It was time to stop, so I stopped. But I still had a little bit left over.
I see.
And you didn't throw it away.
I didn't throw it away. I don't know why.
Well, be careful what you have at your birthday party. This
I ain't having anything.
Don't like drink anything.
I've had all I can stand. I can't stand no more. I'm sorry I brought it up. I thought it was, going to be an advantage to families that were having difficulty in those areas, and now all of a sudden I find out that people in pastel blue shirts with black boots and socks are going to be going to the grocery store.
They may.
724, God let me out of this.
The Robin and Mary Show.
Gee, that was fun.
That clip was so dramatic I didn't want to interrupt. It's Rick Jones here, reminding you that at 1-800-DIVORCE, we'll connect you directly to Goldberg Jones.
Outstanding.
They'll go to the league and pick up a jug.
Does it sound like this?
Precisely.